All right, Indianapolis. I normally talk to main event guys on the Pro Circuit Pulpcast, but I got to check in with our buddy. Hey, Ray, how are we feeling? How are we?
We're a bit sore. You know, there's a little bit of pain in my lower back, and my wrist is a little bit sprained. But other than that, I'm in one piece, and, you know, it sucks. You know, but you know, we had our fun in that little group chat we had today. So,
Chris Betts, A-Ray fan. Honestly, you may regret me giving him your number.
It's okay. I honestly, I like it. It's hilarious. It's like, do you not just have frames laying around?
Right.
That was like a serious question that he had. I was like,
no, you don't even know the questions we get. You have no idea. It's fantastic. He's still on the left-handed throttle.
Like, oh my God.
He says maybe, you know, there's people who write left-handed and there's people that are left-hand dominant. Right. And he's just like, why don't they have left-hand throttles? Maybe they'd go faster if their left hand was able to use the throttle. And dude,
he also told me to tape my hand to the handlebar so I don't have to grip as hard.
Yeah, it's great. He's fantastic. So yeah, no main event for you tonight. Did you, is your wrist okay or was it bugging you in the LCQ?
No, it was bugging me a bit in the LCQ. Yep. You know, I had a decent, you know, around the first turn, I was decent.
Okay. Yep.
And then someone hit Jeremy Smith, and Jeremy hit Smith went straight and then into me. I had nowhere to go, so I went off the track. And
okay.
Then obviously, from that point, I'm just riding back there with a bunch of people that are everywhere. I mean, granted, I've had my sketchy moments, but it's a whole different world back there.
Oh, yeah.
So it's hard to make up time whenever you're having to be cautious of your surroundings and stuff like that. So, you know, I was already in a lot of pain, so I just sort of packed her in. I sort of figured that my night was over. It's a bummer. You know, it just sucks. It's one of those nights where, I mean, it sucks for me. You know, two races in a row, I haven't made the main event. I started out strong with the first two. I'm a main event guy. I've been consistent. I've been doing my laps, and I feel like I've been riding better this year than I have in years past.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it just sucks whenever it doesn't show on paper, but, I'm happy with my riding. It's just a bummer deal. I mean, whenever you do a jump and you're already committed and there's a bike laying on the landing, I mean, what do? You know?
You had to have been just shitting your pants. You come over, you're just God.
All right. Yeah. Here we fucking go. I'm dead. You know, like, I don't know. I asked him before the LCQ. I'm like, hey, dude, can you hang on to your motorcycle or do you just let it go every race that we do? Like, I don't get it. I don't know. I was pretty pissed, but it happens. It was a race incident. You know, I was already committed to the jump, and granted, it was the biggest jump on the track. It was the scariest jump on the track.
Yeah. Yeah. How far that thing was, do you think? How much do you think?
I don't know. It was a bit bigger than a Supercross triple, I believe.
Yeah, it had to have been. Yeah, it was.
Had to have been. Yeah, I was shitting my pants every time I had to jump it, especially with the ruts all the way across the jump.
Yeah.
You know, and most of them not being straight. So, I get it. It's a sketchy jump, but
now,
this time it wasn't my fault.
Yeah, it wasn't your fault. And God, you just landed on it. Couldn't have clipped it. Couldn't have, you know, it was perfect. Right on it. Right over the bars. It was just.
I landed on the handlebars too. So like the bars went into my freaking.
So terrible. Is your frame, you need to replace the frame?
I would like to, but I don't think that we're going to be able to. So we'll just sort of have to play by ear and figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, that's a big part to change.
Oh yeah, for sure. No, well, Betts just thinks you have frames laying around, but yeah.
Yeah, 100. Yeah.
So I didn't see that. I need to watch back. What did Vince do? And was the flagger at fault at all?
No, I have no idea what he did.
Okay.
He got cross-rutted and then just let go of his bike, and he jumped off the track, and his bike was just literally laying on the landing of the jump.
Mm-hmm.
And as it was laying, he had just happened. I was already committed to the jump.
Okay. So not,
because he had just got by me in heart wrap, and then he did the jump, got all sketchy. And then I was in between already committed and his bike was on the landing of the jump and I just had nowhere to go.
Right. Right. So not a flagger fault. It happened. Yeah. You were that close.
No, they were on it. Yeah. Right.
Wow. Bummer, man. And hopefully the wrist doesn't bug you on Tuesday and all of that. So,
We should be ready to go. I don't think, I'm going to move all day tomorrow. I'm just going to probably just going to play my Xbox and just chill.
Yep. Probably a good idea.
And, yeah. And just get ready for Tuesday. I mean, we have a short window to recover. So play it smart.
All right. Cool, man. Well, thanks, A-Ray. Thanks for checking in.
I appreciate it.
See you
later.